Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ketoleno. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone, launched and inaugurated various projects worth over 83,300 crore rupees during his day-long visit to Hazaribagh in Jharkhand yesterday. The projects include Dharti Abha Janjatiya Gram Utkarsh Abhiyan with a total outlay of over 79,150 crore rupees and multiple projects under Pradhan Mantri Janjati Adivasi Nyaya Maha Abhiyan. The Prime Minister also inaugurated 40 Eklavya schools and laid foundation stone of 25 Eklavya schools. Addressing people on this occasion, the Prime Minister said, multiple projects will significantly boost efforts to empower tribal communities and enhance rural infrastructure across the state. He said, without developing and empowering of tribal community of the country, the dream of a developed India cannot be fulfilled. Mr. Modi said, tribal welfare is on the topmost agenda of the government. Leaders of global organizations congratulated Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the successful completion of 10 years of Swachh Bharat mission. In their messages, they emphasized on how the campaign has significantly transformed India through improved sanitation and cleanliness. Director General of World Health Organization, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, highlighted the significant strides made in achieving sustainable development goals through the initiative. World Bank President Ajay Banga remarked that the mission has significantly transformed India through improved sanitation. Asian Development Bank President Masatsugu Asakawa said that the bank is proud to have partnered with the country on the visionary initiative from the very start. Chairman of Tata Trust Ratan Tata and Microsoft founder Bill Gates also congratulated Mr. Modi. Union Ministry of Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises has announced that the 25% increase in the wages of spinners and the 7% increase in the wages of loom weavers have come into effect from October 2. This announcement was made on the 17th of last month. The chairman of the Khadi and Village Industries Commission, Manoj Kumar, stated that spinners who previously earned 10 rupees per hank will now receive 12.50 rupees. He also announced a 20% discount on khadi products and a 10% discount on village industries products. He added that the discount campaign, which began today, will continue nationwide until the 30th of next month. The Ministry of External Affairs today advised Indian nationals to avoid all non-essential travel to Iran. In a travel advisory, the ministry requested those currently residing in Iran to remain vigilant and stay in contact with the Indian embassy in Tehran. The MEA said that it is closely monitoring the recent escalation in security situation in the region. In Manipur, 3 persons were killed and over 40 persons injured in the exchange of fire between the villagers of 2 Naga villages in the Ukrul district. The incident took place around 10:30 a.m. yesterday when villagers of Hun Pun and Hung Pung villages engaged in a shootout between Viewland Baptist Church and Punjab National Bank in Ukrul market. Local people said that the boundary disputes between the villagers were the reason for the incident. The exchange of fire between the villagers lasted till evening. And the 5th edition of the Brillante Piano Festival concluded, leaving a lasting impression on the city's music enthusiasts. Held on September 28 and 29, 2024, at the prestigious Prestige Center for Performing Arts and Forum South Bangalore, Karnataka, saw participation from 18 countries and 16 Indian states, bringing together a truly global community of musicians. Founder and director of Brillante Piano Festival, Kyojano TCK, said, Brillante has once again proven that community matters and that they are a beacon to bring people together through what they do musically. Renowned philanthropist Revati Kamat, who inaugurated the festival, expressed her admiration for the event. Minister of Tourism and Higher Education, Temjan Imnalong, who graced the closing ceremony, said, the festival's commitment to nurturing young talent and celebrating the richness of piano music is commendable. Mr. Along said, it is a testament to the power of music to unite and inspire. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Have a nice day.